Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Working our way through the month of February. We're past President's Day. We'll be looking around the corner to St. Patrick's Day, I guess, coming up here in a few weeks. So we'll be starting some Irish things for you. Kim, what do you have for The Good Stuff today?
I have a piece called Promise Yourself.
All right. Well, we'll do that. If your morning cup of coffee is getting a little stale these days, don't just go buy a new blend. Pair it with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, anything agriculture, rodeo, horses. Your morning routine will get a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfouche, South Dakota. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Christian D. Larson is the author of this. It's called Promise Yourself. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all of your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything. And make your optimism come true. To think only of the best. To work only for the best. And expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. Promise yourself to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. Promise yourself to give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. Promise yourself to be too large to worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Christian D. Larson, again, is the author, and it's called Promise Yourself.
Have you ever heard of the Cat's Ten Commandments?
I do not believe that I
have. Well, you're going to. All right. The first of the Ten Commandments, by cats, for cats, and about cats.
Okay.
I am the Lord of the house.
I have an idea this is going to be fairly accurate, folks.
Thou shalt have no other pets before me. Thou shalt not ever ignore me. I shall ignore thou when I feel like it. Thou shalt be grateful that I even give thou the time of day. The other Cat's Ten Commandments, remember my food dish and keep it full. Thou shalt spend most of thy money on toys and gifts for me. Thou shalt always have thy lap ready for me to curl up in. Thou shalt shower me with love and attention up on demand. And finally, number 10, above all, thou shalt do anything it takes to keep me happy. I don't know the author, but those are the Cat's Ten Commandments. Fairly accurate, I think.
I think so. I think you might have hit it on the head. I think a cat wrote it.
Might have. We'll have to find out.
I think so. Here are some things. Again, this is from Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska. She shared some interesting things, and this is some interesting trivia. So it's just a bunch of
trivia.
Different. I do too. Winston Churchill was born in a ladies' room during a dance.
I had heard that somewhere.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yep, I think I did a little history thing on Winston Churchill one time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I really, really don't think I've ever heard that. Women blink nearly twice as much as men. And did you know tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur?
I've read that. Probably had a trivia list like that one time.
Probably.
I do remember, yeah, okay. Their skin. If you shaved all their fur, their hair off, they'd actually still be striped.
Right, right. Now, when you were young, did you take Flintstone chewable vitamins?
Probably did.
I don't think we did. But did you know there's no Betty Rubble?
Really?
No.
There's a Fred and a Wilma and Barney?
But
probably
no,
a Dino the dinosaur. But
yeah,
no Betty Rubble.
No Betty Rubble. I don't know why she got left out. I think that was kind of rude. There are two words in the English language that have all five vowels. Abstemious. And we all use that a lot in everyday.
And easy for you to say.
You're right. And facetious.
Okay.
They are two words in the English language that have all five vowels. There are only four words in the English language that end in D-O-U-S. Tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, stupendous, and hazardous. There are more chickens than people in the world.
Even did they count after bird flu?
I don't think we've got an updated one on that. Nope.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.